Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, yeah. We are back one more hour here of our Who Dat pep rally as the Saints get ready to take on the Los Angeles Rams in tomorrow's NFC Championship game at 2:05 in the Superdome. Seth Dunlap and Bobby Hebert hanging out. Rouse is the official market, the supermarket of the Saints, and they're giving away a pair of Saints tickets. Still time to enter into that raffle, and they're also giving away signed footballs from Deuce McAllister and Bobby Hebert. We will give those away on air towards the end of the show. We have a very special guest in house. In fact, a couple of them. The Bud Knight, the Bud Light Knight, and the King are here. They've been here for the last couple of hours, and we've been told that the Bud Light King, the King, is ready to make a proclamation here in New Orleans at Rouse's. So, King, the mic is yours.
Thank you, sir. Hello, Royal Rouse's of Market.
Yeah!
On this day of January 19th, the year of our Lord, 2019, I proclaim that tomorrow the Saints will beat thy Rams, and it will be black and gold to the Super Bowl. Oh, dilly dilly! Right. Who dat? Who dat? Who dat say they're going to beat them Saints?
Dilly dilly to that.
That was fantastic. He's doing the choppa style. Yeah, he's doing the choppa here.
Yeah, choppa style. No,
that was fantastic. King, I bow to you.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate the opportunity to come and proclaim in front of all my fans.
You know who would love him? My son, T-Bob.
Oh, would love it, yes. The medieval historian himself.
Oh, the medieval historian. You are playing the role.
He does tell a great story. I've heard. No radios in my country.
Yeah, that was fantastic. You can come take pictures with the Bud Knight and the Bud Light King. And, of course, Bobby Hebert's here signing autographs. And really, we're just having a heck of a time, Bobby, getting ready for tomorrow's Saints-Rams game. We will open it up for more questions here from the audience, and also the phone line is 504-260-1870. Text line is 870-87. Before we get to calls, Bobby, I know you got some more of your highlighted statistics to go over.
Well, when I look at this, it's amazing how when you play the percentages and it came forth this year, these are all playoff teams. You know, I always talk about, hey, Bear, why you always talk about that? Giveaway, takeaway, turnover margin. Do you know these are all playoff teams? The Seahawks, playoff team, plus 11. The Texans, plus 13. The Bears, plus 12. I'm looking at the final four. The Rams, plus 11. The Patriots, plus 10. The Chiefs, plus 9. The Saints, plus 8. So that right there is telling me winning football, if you want to win, that is going to be imperative that somehow, I don't know what's going to happen. Now, you might say you want to play a perfect game, but let's say we got to get a turnover. We got to get two back.
Yeah.
We got to somehow
win that turnover battle. No
yeah.
Doubt.
How can we get on that plus side? Because I think it's going to be that close to go down to the wire. And can you be opportunistic?
Bobby, are you fired up or what?
Here we go.
We're less than 24 hours away from kickoff of this one.
I mean, and to think about this, and the reason why it's so special, it's more than a regular Super Bowl. You know why? The damn game's in Atlanta.
they are having a collective freak out in Atlanta right now.
The Saints, divine intervention, whatever it might take, is somehow they could win a Super Bowl this year in Atlanta that counts like 2-for-1. It is like two Super Bowls to win in Atlanta's backyard. I mean, I truly think it's that significant. Now, this would be like, I don't know, like really spooky. If all of a sudden we played the Patriots and we'd beat them 28-3 in the Super Bowl, but then I'd be like, "Whoa!" Now that is
forces aligning.
That is some weird stuff there. So yeah. The bottom line just
Mercury being retrograde and all sorts of stuff.
Yeah, the bottom line just got to win.
Yeah. All right, let's go to the phone lines at 504-260-1870. If any questions here, by the way, step up to the mic. We'll get you in a second. But Robert, you've been holding on. Thanks for holding on, Robert. You're on with Bobby Hebert and Seth Dunlap.
Hey, Seth, thank you. I like your show, Robert Knight. I like all your opinions.
I appreciate it, Robert. Thanks.
Not a problem. I just wanted to let you know, for some reason, the Rams did not come in yesterday, and they're scheduled to get in at 3:20 today. So
Eastern time, they just got in from what I've been told. But, yes, you're right. They flew in today, Robert.
The other question I have is, and maybe you can answer me, if you're on the inactive list for a particular week, do you get full salary or not?
Yes, if you're on the active roster, you're on the active roster. Yes, it's not like you're a practice squad player. So, yeah, if you are inactive, you get the same because you're on the active roster. It doesn't matter if you activated for the game or not. You still get your full salary.
Well, now, like Sean Payton brought out the $201,000 in cash. Everybody gets that.
Yeah. As far as the playoff money.
And a ring that's probably worth about half that.
Yeah. The playoff money, yes. Yeah. So all of that comes into play if you're on the team in a Super Bowl ring. But as far as active and inactive, if you're on the active roster, you get your salary.
All right. So we have a question from the audience. Just tell us your name, and then you can ask Bobby and I a question.
My name is Jonathan from Kenner. And besides Michael Thomas, who can step up? Because he's the only one that's making the catches and points. And we need contribution, tight ends, another receiver. Kurt Wood.
Yeah, Kirkwood is
hurt. He's hurt.
Questionable.
Yeah, he's hurt. Kirkwood, yeah.
He's hurt, so.
That's a great question, Jonathan. And Jonathan and I were talking off the air about this. You know, if Kirkwood isn't there, Jonathan, who's going to step up?
Excuse me. Like 2009, we had Henry Anderson. We had Michael Colston.
Right.
You
would think that Alvin Kamara utilizing a passing game along with Tre'Quan Smith, they got to step up. A slot receiver. God, he's really a poor man's Lance Moore. Or Willie Sneed is Austin Carr. I don't know. I mean, he's caught a touchdown pass, but, I mean.
Ted Ginn's got to be better than he was last week, I'll tell you that.
I'm glad you brought God, I was having a brain fart.
Well, I understand why you forgot about him, because he just wasn't good last week.
Yeah. Ted Ginn Jr., whether you're blowing off the top of the defense or you're having a deep end cut, he needs to come up big. If he's having one last hurrah, because when you get in your 30s and where he's at, he still can run with the young dudes. But listen, he's on the back end of his career. What greater game are in the back end of his career to have it to go to the Super Bowl?
Right.
So we need Ted Ginn could be the.
Well, he was there with Carolina, didn't win it.
Yeah. So he might be.
Got a chance to go back.
Listen, Ted Ginn could be significant. The bottom line is, who's worried about Michael Thomas? Nobody. But if they truly double team and
well, I'll tell you who's worried about him, Marcus Peters.
But Wade Phillips would not play that same approach. They would take like kind of Belichick. Okay, we're not gonna let Michael Thomas beat us.
Marcus Peters won't be on the same half of the field as Michael Thomas.
Well, if he is, he's gonna have help.
Oh, he probably will be.
He's not gonna be on an island. You would be Aqib Talib would be the one maybe on an island against him, but. The bottom line is what has made Drew Brees great all through the years, spread the wealth. When they've hit 8, 9, 10, 11 different receivers, take advantage of the defense, whatever, and just whoever has the single coverage.
Right.
That those guys got to
win. That's what Drew's so
they got to win.
We got to spread the wealth. We got a lot more callers and texters, but thank you, Jonathan, for the question. Let's go to Philip on the phone lines. Philip, welcome in to our Who Dat Pep Rally.
Who that? Seth, Bobby, Deuce still there?
Deuce had to leave. He's got an engagement that he had to. I actually got changed earlier today because of the Rams' practice time.
He's actually going head to head against Eric Dickerson of the Rams to combat him. Yeah, so.
Yeah, we need Deuce there.
Bobby, I was going to ask you and Deuce, and Bobby, you can talk about it. As fans, you know, the closer we get to kickoff, you need adrenaline. And the butterflies we getting as fans. Can you talk about as players? How do y'all deal with it? You know, I know you get the butterflies and the adrenaline as a player leading up to a game like this. How do you deal with it? You know, what do you do to take your mind and you know?
That's a very interesting question.
Well, and I think Drew addressed this, and he'll talk to the team. It really is just another game. I mean, nothing. Oh, hell no, it ain't no other game.
Once you actually snap the ball, the first play, right?
But it is just a game where you got to execute. And I always took the approach. There's very few players. I know Deion Sanders didn't have to practice, and he can go out there and be outstanding. You have the confidence if you've actually achieved success in practice, and then you envision, then you're in a real game and you do that, that you're confident. So when you look at it, it is just another game, and even though it is more on the line, so you basically have to take that approach. Now, I can tell you this. You might be nervous or chomping at the bit, but then once you get hit in the mouth, I can tell you right now, I can remember you could be like the fast pace of the game. Then once you get hit, it's like almost you're so focused. And that always said this, it doesn't matter if there's 100,000 people or there's like 10 people.
Yep.
It's all the same if you can execute. And you're truly blocking out. That's why.
Tunnel vision.
Tunnel vision. And the Saints, listen, we don't have to deal with the elements or the weather. We don't have to deal with negative fan involvement. The Rams got to deal with that. So you truly, you know, a handful of impact plays, whether they're jumping off sides or miscommunication with protection or maybe a route, then you get a takeaway. All that comes into play, and that's where we have a big advantage. But as far as when you play in, once you get whacked, you're not nervous anymore. You can't afford to be nervous.
All right, we got to take a break. When we come back, our buddy Tim Acosta of Rouse's Markets, who's one of our good luck charms here, he's going to come up and step up to the mic. Got to hear from Tim. We're live at Rouse's Markets out at Fetson Causeway in Metairie. It's our Hoodat Pep Rally. You got a chance to come on out here, say hi to us. And Rouse's is giving away a pair of Saints tickets to tomorrow's game. They're giving away three signed footballs. And stock up on all of your party platters and Hoodat trays and black and gold king cakes and everything. 3 o'clock is when they're giving away this pair of Saints tickets. Bobby Hebert, Seth Dunlap live at Rouse's in Metairie on WWL. And welcome back to Rouse's Market. Seth Dunlap and Bobby Hebert hanging out with a lot of Hoodats here for our Hoodat Pep Rally. Less than 24 hours away from the NFC Championship game in the Superdome, Saints-Rams. And I told you, our good luck charm. He's back. Tim Acosta, marketing
Rouse's
is here.
All
right, Tim.
Hey, Bobby.
Listen, you know what I love about Rouse's?
That, everything, of course, you know. Right.
Let me tell you, to break it down in football terms, whether you're at home or you're tailgating, you can get it at Rouse's.
Oh, yeah, it all starts by going to Rouse's, no matter where you live on the whole Gulf Coast, too, you know.
Right, so, right, that's it.
That's right. So,
the Hoodat Nation, all on the Gulf
all
Coast,
over.
Gulf South.
Before we get into, and this is an honest question here, if fans aren't going to be able to go to the game tomorrow if they're tailgating, what can they get from Rouse's, some deals you have here?
Oh, we have all kind of great deals. A lot of folks are cooking. They got a cold weather coming in tomorrow, so I already know a lot of people are preparing gumbos and all that stuff.
Gumbo isn't dead. So. Gumbo is not
no,
dead.
No. So anyway, we also got some great prices. We got an outstanding 4-day sale going on right now. So if you plan to do a little barbecue before the game, we have country style ribs, 99¢ a pound, and St. Louis style pork spare ribs too at $1.88. So a lot of good stuff, a lot of good deals, and our deli's full and stocked. Our bakery with tons of king cakes, black and gold Saints king cake. So
that was
it's
amazing.
Great.
That king
it's
cake right
great.
There looks amazing.
Absolutely.
Now I understand you're giving away tickets here to fans who've been here right before three, but you've also given away a pair of tickets
online.
That's right. Is that
right? As like we did last week, you know, we had another, you know, good time, thanks to our good partners and so forth, working with you guys and WWL and DePaul and all them guys. So, but yeah, we had another social media giveaway that went on during the week, and we announced the winner this morning, and we contacted him. And I want to say congratulations to Mr. Cody Nunn from Hammond.
There you go.
Shopping
all
up.
Right.
From the Hammond location over there. So
did he promise you he's
all
be
excited? He's a, he, that's what every. I was just telling somebody in the audience. They got 73,000 horse people come. After that game tomorrow night.
You have to, you know, I don't know, hashtag it on that No Voice Monday.
Yeah,
right.
And you have to be like, listen, all my coworkers or my boss, I cannot speak. I'm resting my voice on Monday. Because the bottom line, you got to leave it on the field.
You have to leave
it out there.
It was loud last Sunday. You know, I was in the dome.
Wasn't
and I know it's going to be louder tomorrow, too. So.
Well, the bottom line, if you go into the game and you win tickets or whatever, or you have season tickets, this is not a social event.
This is business.
Business. You are right. Part of the team. If you just want to watch the game, stay home and give your tickets to some family members who are going to cheer.
Right.
The bottom line, if you see these pictures sometimes, it's still photographed, and you see some people going crazy cheering, other people not doing anything, then I would say you got to go.
Right.
You got to get loud. You got to be.
Right.
And understand, listen, you're not just yelling to be yelling when we're on defense. Watch Drew Brees and the offense. We're on defense. What I mean by defense, it's not when the play's going on. When the play's going on, you don't need to even cheer.
Right.
When they're trying to communicate before the huddle, and then if you go to the line of scrimmage, that being the Rams, they could jump off sides. Those impact plays, that's when you got to disrupt the
30 seconds on the play clock. That's where it's got to start.
Yeah,
30
seconds. Sharing. Yes, right. From the get-go.
Coach Payton said it best, you know, so he told everybody. I think everybody's ready. And then the Rams, they don't know what they're doing. I believe they don't even know what Ant Powell they kicked this week.
They kicked a few of them here this week talking about crowd noise. What's your prediction for tomorrow?
No, I think the Saints are good. It's going to be a lock, you know. So
a lock, I like that. A lock.
I told them 31-27, I believe. It's going to be a good game.
But
I like 31-27, and I think it could be you know, Drew Brees and Tom Brady going at it in the Super Bowl, too. So
like
that would be a good one.
I don't care who it is in the Super Bowl, man. If they get there, we'll take whoever's there. Tim
Acosta
of Rouses,
thank
you for having us again.
Right.
We really love this. A big round of applause for Tim for having us here, setting this up. We got another question here from the crowd. We got about 1 minute left. Name, and then you can ask Bobby something here.
How y'all doing, guys? My name's Alex from Metairie.
Hey, Alex.
My question is, with some players like specifically like Ben Watson, Keith Kirkwood being out tomorrow, aside from the running game, what do you think the Saints' plan of attack is going to be?
Well, you still got to run the ball. I think like they have to have at least 30 rushing attempts. I think the Rams are going to take that approach. Yeah. It might be old school. Who's going to win in the trenches? Now, if you can run the ball, what does that help? That helps Drew Brees or Jared Goff, because then you utilize play action. And the linebackers are in a bind that they come up and run support and they drop in pass coverage. Now, I could see right now where we're at that you might say, you talk about Ben Watson or Kirkwood and all, that you might see more of Mark Ingram or you might see more of Alvin Kamara, whether it's in the running game or the passing game. Get the ball in their hands. I think they could be that motivated. They're not saving anything. They're ready to roll from the get-go. I think it's going to be that significant, their contribution.
Thanks for the question. Alex, if you have questions, you can come up to the mic, and you can give us a call at 504-260-1870. Live at Rouses out in Metairie. Come say hi. 30 more minutes of our Who Dat Pep Rally here on WWL. And welcome back to our Who Dat Pep Rally. Bobby Hebert, Seth Dunlap. Excitement is in the air. Who Dat indeed. The Bud Knight is here. The King is here. He has made his proclamation proclaiming a Saints victory over the Rams tomorrow. Hopefully that rings true. You can also log in to WWL.com, our Blue Runner Foods opinion poll. How do you want the Saints and who do you want on the field to win the game tomorrow? Will Lutz, Drew Brees, or the Saints defense? You can cast your vote there, and we'll check those results. Also, we had a couple of callers wondering if all the specials that Tim mentioned, if they're good in Mississippi, and the answer to that is yes, they are good in Mississippi.
The whole
as
Gulf
well.
Coast, all the way Gulf to Mobile, wherever there's a Rouses. It's all honor.
Indeed. Yep. All right, let's get more questions here while we have time. We'll go to Ed on the phone lines. Ed, welcome in with Bobby and Seth.
Hey, Bobby.
Hey, Ed, what you got?
I was on Facebook this morning, and I seen Trump holding a plaque saying the Saints will win the Super Bowl and Atlanta Falcons will pay for the parade.
Oh, that little meme with the when he signs the executive order. You seen that?
No, I did not.
Yeah,
I did not. So
yeah, a little meme that's going around, and he proclaims basically that the Saints are going to win there. Yeah, I saw that too. Thanks for the call, Ed. Let's go to Wayne on the phone lines. Wayne, welcome into our Who Dat Pep Rally.
Hey guys, happy Who Dat to y'all.
Happy
Who
Dat.
Hey Wayne.
Hey, so I got a question. I noticed that sometimes our DBs don't exactly look for the ball. They kind of just stay focused on the receivers, and sometimes it's too late, and when the ball gets there, they panic. Is that something they're taught to do, or are they just not trying to locate the ball at all?
No, I can tell you that's instinctive. Do you have a feel? And I can tell you what comes about. You look at P.J. Williams on the long play, Marcus Williams to come out over the top. You remember against the Eagles? Who scored the touchdown? Said that I'm trying to think right at the
Kirkwood?
Beginning.
No, on the long
Eagles.
Pass.
No, well, one of them peeled off.
Yeah.
It was over P.J. Williams and Marcus Williams on the left side of the end zone.
So it looks like P.J. Williams stopped.
Well, he stopped. He completely stopped.
He lost the flight of the ball. And what you're supposed to do, if you're in man-to-man coverage, you just got to run with the receiver. And you don't want to necessarily peek or cheat or look back, because then you might lose the receiver and you can't just grab him. So it's a matter of a skill set that you're running with a receiver and you can look in their eyes and they can get big eyes when the ball is coming, and then you turn your head around and you bat it down or you get a great interception. Look at Lattimore. That changed the momentum. when he was on Zach Ertz down the sideline.
Don't bite on play action.
Yeah, you cannot bite. So when and some players have told me this, that in the dome and sometimes the lights, they lose the flight of the ball. Sometimes I think even as a receiver, Ted Ginn Jr. At times, Ted Ginn Jr. has not been good on the flight of the ball on a deep throw. Well, you like he didn't really make a good adjustment.
First play of the game on that yes. Drew interception. Underthrown by Drew, no doubt about it.
Yes.
But Ginn's got to find that
yeah,
ball.
Yeah, the whole
play.
Adjustment. So that's kind of a skill set that whether you're an offensive, defensive player, receiver, or defensive back, you gotta just have. It has to be the right instincts. They're not coached to not make a play on the ball. They're coached to do their assignment. And it's just the ability of the individual player to be able to make plays.
All right, we'll go to Longshoreman on the phone lines. Welcome into the show, Longshoreman. Good to see you last week. What's going on?
Hey, Seth, Bobby, how y'all doing, man? I'm a little jealous, man. Sounds like you have a good crowd out there, man.
Great crowd here.
Yeah, the great
Give
crowd.
Give yourselves a hand here. You guys have been awesome.
Oh, yeah, I hear them. All right, who that? Who that?
Who that indeed?
You know, I've been sitting and listening to y'all a little bit, and sitting in here in my wife and I's coffee/sitting/guitar room where I have all my fiddles and guitars hanging on the wall. And I'm very drawn to one in particular today. I don't know if there's anything to read into this, but it's a beautiful 1971 black Les Paul with gold hardware that drowned in Katrina, but a good friend of mine over in Metairie brought it back to life for me. And I keep picking it up and picking on it. I don't know if there's anything to that. It's black and gold.
Well, you know what, Longshoreman, I don't know, I don't know, broaden your horizons and just write a song right now. It might be special.
I'll tell you, that gave me kind of goosebumps. My dad's been a musician, plays music for a living for 60 years, and that guitar that drowned in Katrina and brought it back, that's what a cool story that is.
That could be a great omen.
Unbelievable,
That could be a great omen, and Longshoreman, diehard Hootat, and I know he won't have a voice Monday morning.
No. No, he will not.
And he'll bring it. And listen,
question is, are you? I heard you. You know, you get a little loud in the press box up here.
Yeah, I get.
We shield you so nobody can see. You know, in the press box.
Well, what I'm trying to do is scream from within, and your diaphragm and expand it.
You and Eagles against the Eagles fans have been pretty hilarious.
Yeah. So I could just last. So I can last the whole game, and obviously the point after. Which is a big part where I'm not talking like this, you know, like and stuff. So
yeah, you know who's the loudest up there? The Spanish radio broadcasters that sit right to your right. They're incredible. They're incredible.
They were showing so much emotions when the Eagles were up 14-0. I was like, you know, I was looking at them like, and I wanted to get
They were showing emotion when the Saints came back.
Yeah.
They did equal opportunity emotion there.
There was a lot of passion and emotion, and they said it was great to sit by you and and this, we were sharing interesting tidbits back and forth. So, who knows? I don't know if the Spanish radio with the Rams will be that intense. If that's who we're sitting by, we never know in the press box. But the bottom line is, listen, if you're from New Orleans and you are a journalist, how in the hell you cannot be cheering for the Saints?
Yeah.
I mean, neutral, what? Neutral my behind.
Neutral's, you know, that's a relic of the past.
No, it's like, come on, you're in New Orleans, you're in this market, we need to go to Atlanta and represent the NFC in the Super Bowl.
All right, more questions from the crowd. Just tell us your name and then fire away.
Yes, I'm David Barkay from New Orleans.
Hey, David.
Hey, David.
How you doing, Bobby?
All right.
I was wondering, you think they're going to get into a shootout and put up big points like they did the last time?
No, I don't think. I think it depends how you describe a shootout. I don't see 40-something to 30-something, but I could see 30-something to 20-something. And what I mean by that, low 30s to high 20s, you're looking at the final four teams. It's never occurred in the Super Bowl era. The most prolific, high-powered scoring offenses, and that's who's in the playoffs. So they all averaging basically low 30s. Now, you look at the Saints. They've been up there with the Patriots since 2006. I want to say off the top of my head, the Patriots have averaged 28 points a game, which is number one. The Saints are number two at 27. So I'm looking, I don't know, 31-27, 31-20. I think it's going to be that type of game. Now, the one thing I want to bring up, and I'm glad you did, said that I was saving this for right now. You know what I said about the turnover margin? And what are you doing? The Rams are plus 11. The Saints are plus 8. Can we be on the plus 1? What do you do with takeaways? This right now is not necessarily a good sign, but you have to acknowledge it. You look at the last two seasons, and points off of takeaways, it ain't even close. The Rams are number one. They've scored 239. The Bears, you always think of the Bears and the Ravens defense and being opportunistic, but the Bears are number two at 179, the Ravens at 177. So you know what? One reason why we can't turn over the football, because the Rams will take advantage of that, yeah, and they'll get points just by that.
That's 239.
That has happened over the last two seasons. Now, the one thing, you know, we want our defense. The fans go crazy. You know, you got a takeaway. But what do you do if you could force a three and out? You know, the fans are going crazy. We force a three and out. Do you know this year who's 1-2, who's had the least amount of three and outs? The Rams are number one. The Saints are number two. We've had 22 three and outs. The Rams have had 19, and that's 1-2 in the NFL. So it's a big challenge, what I'm saying, for our for both defenses.
You know what's crazy here about that
stat? Both for the Rams and the Saints.
Bobby, 239, that's how many points they scored off of turnovers. That's about half their total for the season, as they scored 527 this year. So they're a different team. You don't turn the ball over.
Yes, protect the football. Don't give it away. They could be feasting on those takeaways. Because when they do get a takeaway, they take advantage of them. They scored.
All right. So we're taking a break. When we come back, it's prediction time. We'll have predictions from Bobby and I, and then your predictions here, everybody at Rouse's, for our Who Dat Pep Rally. Rouse's in Metairie, 2900 Vets. Still time to come stay high. They're also, Rouse's is, giving away a pair of Saints tickets and three autographed footballs, two from Bobby, one from Deuce, here on WWL. Yes, Who Dat prediction time here. Bobby Hebert, Seth Dunlap, and the fans out at Rouse's will be giving away those pair of tickets, and Rouse's will be giving away them. We're just going to announce them here on air, and also some autographed footballs in just a couple of seconds. Okay, Bobby, we'll let you go first. Only got a couple of minutes here, but yep, your prediction for tomorrow.
Well, the Saints are going to win, but I think it's going to be a nervous victory. I could see Will Lutz game-winning field goal. 30-27, 31-28. That it might be 28.
All right.
And then Will Lutz game-winning kick, so we don't have to go to overtime.
Garrett Hartley style.
Yeah, Garrett Hartley style. I think very similar to what happened to the Vikings, Garrett Hartley style. Now, with that being said, and that's why we might need a bigger lead, that Zuerlein, their kicker, is very capable of being Will Lutz, so hopefully Whitey would miss, but hopefully Will Lutz will be the one who has the last kick to send us to Atlanta.
I've got 27-20 Saints, low-scoring game. I think the Saints take a lead early and hold it throughout, and the Saints' defense comes off the field. It's our predictions. Yeah. All right. We'll get some fans here, only a couple of seconds, so let's get as many as we can in. Just your name, and come on in here.
All right, Mike Hardy from Gentilly.
Hey, Mike.
I'm still lost my voice from last
week.
Oh,
quick. Real quick.
34-31, but I want to say, Longshoreman called in with his Les Paul. You said he should write a song. I wrote a song when you were quarterback.
Okay.
All right. I'm not going to do the whole song, but one thing in there I'm going to say. One verse was it? There's magic between Montana and Rice, but Bobby's got Eric Dalton, Reuben, and Dice. I'm sure they remember the Sunday in November. We beat them already. We can beat them twice.
Hey, I like it. I like it. There you go. There you go. All right.
I like that. Awesome.
Very good. Very good. All right. Name and prediction.
I'm Joni Stevens. I'm from Covington, Louisiana. And Bobby, I'm agreeing with you. I'm saying it's going to be 31-28. It's going to be Saints all the way to Mercedes-Benz Stadium.
All right.
It's ours, baby. It's ours.
All right, Joni. All right. Next, step on up. Prediction, name, and prediction.
My name's Don Wilson. I predict a tight game, like you said. Maybe 21-14. I think he's not going to score that high. This is
all right,
very
Saints win.
Game.
Saints win.
And quickly with the song, I see the great Drew Brees.
Oh.
Dunder Ingram, too.
All right. All right. Here we go. I like it. I like it. Anybody else? All right. We got one more up here. Final prediction of the day from our crowd.
Darren Gaines. I think the Saints going to win 31-13. The Saints defense going to step up big time, and Drew Brees going to have a hell of a game.
Well, I can tell you, 31-13, we're not sweating in the fourth quarter.
Party is on. I would love
that if that would be the case.
All right, great predictions. Stay right here. We got a Who Dat chant. Bobby Avery is going to lead that coming up next. Also, they're giving away tickets and signed footballs as we wrap up our Who Dat Pep Rally live at Rouse's in Metairie here on WWL. All right, we are live at our Who Dat Pep Rally out at Rouse's. Let's have a big cheer. We're ready for tomorrow. Woo! Less than 24 hours away from Saints-Rams in the NFC Championship, and Bobby Hebert has been tasked with drawing our a raffle that Rouse's has given away two tickets to the NFC Championship game tomorrow. These have been shaken for the last three or four minutes.
And I've been shaking it, and we're going deep. Hopefully that Drew Brees will go deep to Ted Ginn Jr. Oh, yeah. Okay, so again, going deep. Let me see.
So here is Bobby's drawing.
Okay, now pick it.
He's going deep. They win two tickets.
Okay.
They win two tickets here. Bobby, who's the winner?
Read that. Jennifer. Your first name's Jennifer.
Jennifer Rena, it looks like.
Jennifer Reiner from Cleary Apartment 126.
All right. And you don't have to be present to win. You don't have to be present to win, so she might have been here earlier. Jennifer Reiner.
We got a phone number.
We will give you a call. We're not giving away the phone number on the air, obviously, but we'll give you a call here. It looks like Jennifer Rena or Reiner or – we know it's Jennifer.
Right. We're going to call here shortly.
Yeah. Okay, well, so that's the
bottom line is you won the tickets and you got a lot
Having
of
a big hand for Jennifer.
Yeah, Jennifer, you got a lot of peer pressure. You have to cheer. Jennifer, don't go to the game or give it to somebody if you're not going to cheer.
Okay, now we're going to have Tim draw for the signed footballs. Here's Bobby steps out.
I'm trying to step back.
Okay, we've got two from Bobby. This one's for Deuce, though. One from Deuce. This is the winner of these autographed football from Deuce McAllister. Tim Acosta not looking here, hands deep in the box, and here it is.
Jackie Appleton from Metairie.
Jackie, doesn't look like Jackie here.
Jackie Appleton.
Jackie, if you're listening, we've got this. This is for the Deuce McAllister autograph football. And then, we got two more here, one for Bobby. Again, Tim's hands deep in a lot of tickets here. There must be 1,000 tickets in here. Yeah, 3 hours of tickets. This is Dana Tyso. Dana Tyso gets an autographed Bobby Hebert football, and one more Bobby Hebert football here.
Who that?
Again, Tim's deep in the raffle box here.
Tim's going deep.
Very deep.
Drew Brees on this one.
This is Coy Wigley from Metairie. You win yourself an autographed Drew Brees football. And again, we'll give you a call, and you didn't have to be present to win this. Thanks to Rouse's. How about a big round of applause for Tim Acosta and Rouse's for hosting this?
Who that?
It's incredible. It's been great all year long, and hopefully we'll have some more coming up here, Bobby.
Okay, listen, we all going to pretend we're in the Mercedes-Benz Superdome and doing the Who Dat chant. So get ready. Okay, follow my lead. Okay, we're going to do it like twice. You ready? Oh.
Who that? Who that? Who that say ain't going to beat them Saints? Who that? Who that? Who that say ain't going to beat them Saints? Who that? Who that? Who that say ain't going to beat them Saints? Woo!
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Who that?
Now, you know how to do that now. That was pretty good, man. You had your shot this year.
Hey, listen. I think I don't know who's going to do it. Reggie Bush led it last week. Whoever leads the Who Dat chant in the future, the alumni or whoever it might be, you know what you got to be? You got to remember, just be a cheerleader. Listen, I've never been a cheerleader in my life, and now and listen.
You're a pro now.
No, right now. And the next step, next level, I'm a cheerleader right now at this aspect of my life. So you got to be loud and proud. You can't be Joe Cool like I'm out there. No, you got to be a cheerleader to get the fans fired up. Who that?
Yeah. All right, Bobby. All right. Thanks, everybody, for coming out today. We've enjoyed the heck out of this. And be loud tomorrow. I want everybody to be hoarse on Monday. Remember, it's No Voice Monday. Hashtag No Voice Monday here after the Saints beat them Rams tomorrow in the Superdome. And our coverage here on WWL, wake up with us tomorrow, 10 a.m. Our coverage starts with the Acadian Windows Fans First Take on WWL, Steve Court and myself. Then at noon, we throw it to the Saints Radio Network in the countdown to kickoff with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, Mike Dettillier, and Christian Garrick. And then it's game time, 2:05 the kickoff, Zach Streif, Deuce McAllister, and Steve Geller. And then the point after following the game out at Felix's Oyster Bar on the lakefront. very late. At least 9 hours of coverage, probably a lot longer than that tomorrow. Saints-Rams in the NFC Championship. Bobby, this has been awesome, man. What an atmosphere, huh?
No, it's been awesome because, listen, we got to take advantage of being in the NFC Championship. This is our heyday. Hey, listen, we are one game away from going to the Super Bowl.
All right.
And you got to take advantage of it. And I tell you what, we're not playing on the road. The Saints are undefeated, and the Sean Payton and Drew Brees in the dome. And I expect us to be 8-0.
All right. Thanks to Dominic Mitchum, our engineer out here, to Paul Smith for setting this up, Helen Santani. Also, thanks to Tim Acosta and Marcy and everybody at Rouse's. Thanks to Dave Potter back in the studio, Deuce McAllister as well. I'm Seth Dunlap. Bobby Hebert, take it away, my friend.
All right. Bonsoir, people. Who dat?
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.